Sharkey.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We have with you today Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the other guy here. We've had an exciting weekend. We've been doing a whole bunch. We just got here after doing a tea party in Princeton, Minnesota with the Mille Lacs County Tea Party Patriots, where Bradley got a chance to share and talk to folks about what true liberty is and what is liberty. What makes us Americans? Oftentimes people don't know how to articulate that, but what makes us truly Americans is, number one, we understand there is a God. And from that God, we derive rights. And God gives laws to protect those rights. And as a result of that, we have a constitution, the freest government that this world has ever experienced, next to the Hebrew Republic, given directly by God to Moses and his people.
Do you remember when Congress enacted a law in 1988 that set aside the first Thursday in May as the appropriate day for the National Day of Prayer? You ready for this one, Jake? Mm-hmm. You ready for this one, folks? The challenge to the law was brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Inc. group on the grounds that it violated, you ready for this? Violated the United States Constitution's First Amendment.
Oh, okay.
So let me go back to, instead of debating and arguing about this, let's go back to what the Constitution says. You said it once, and you coined it perfectly, Jake. You said, it's not freedom from religion, America. It's freedom for religion, America. Just to show you how backwards these people really are. Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Let's rewind a little bit again here. The challenge to the law was brought by the Freedom From Religion to enact the first Thursday in May as the appropriate day for the National Day of Prayer. Freedom from religion, America, these are the people you're running from. Let me clarify it again. Freedom from religion said this is a violation of freedom of speech. They said this is a violation of freedom of religion. See, they don't want religion. See, they're like birds that don't want oxygen. They're like fish that don't want water. Folks, there's no dealing with people of this mentality, if you want to call it that. This is a reprobate mind. This is a sick mind. This is a godless mind. This is who we are. They don't like who we are. Then pack your bags and leave. It's that simple. No, but what are they trying to do? They're trying to advocate the overthrow of the Constitution of the United States so they can shut down all opposition. Now, this was...
And who's their biggest opposer? It's always God.
Oh, it's Christians, or it's patriots, or it's constitutionalists, or it's those that are states people in government that really do work for the people.
Yep. And they're all the same, cut of the same cloth.
So the challenge to the law was brought by freedom from religion. See how ridiculous this is, folks? Who supports these organizations besides Obama? It was thrown out of court, America. This is what the judge said. The proclamation imposes no requirement on a person, therefore no one is hurt by a request that can be declined. That's freedom of choice. That's the advocating of freedom, folks. Not taking it away like freedom from religion wants to advocate. Who's supporting these people? Besides the socialists. Besides the Russians. Besides the American haters. Who's supporting this? The proclamation imposes no requirements, said the judge, on a person, and therefore no one is hurt by a request that can be declined. The appeals court ruling said the court reversed the decision, now listen carefully, of a federal judge. Ooh, that word federal just scares the bejeepers out of me, America. Now listen, folks, it's time that you stand up and work through Congress to remove federal judges that don't know how to interpret no. They don't know how to interpret no is the problem. They don't understand because it limits their power. It limits the federal judge's scope of power. This federal judge came in and overturned this judge's ruling because it wasn't a ruling. It was a legislative act from this corrupt federal judge who needs to be removed. So, those who do not agree with the president's statement, said the judge, may speak in opposition to it. They are not entitled to silence the speech of what they disapprove, said the judge to freedom from religion. Give me a break, folks. They don't want people knowing the Constitution. They depend upon it.
Yep, ignorance. Didn't
you hear what Mark Twain rightly said, folks? See all you paper readers out there that believe this garbage, that are looking for an excuse so you don't have to do your duty? Here, let me tell you what Mark Twain rightly said. A person that doesn't read the newspaper is uninformed. Ooh, that's a rebuke to an idiot that doesn't read a paper. No. Just hang on a second. Let me give you the next.
It's better.
Oh, it does. Mark goes on. A person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. You got it, brother Marky Mark. A person that does not read the newspaper is uninformed, said Mark Twain. A person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. That's right. That is exactly right. That is a media-minded group. Freedom from religion. They don't want people in court that know the law. They don't want people getting involved in putting these people out of business. Neither does the ACLU. Neither does Planned Parenthood, who's being blown wide open again. Neither does the homosexual agenda. They don't want you to understand that they are trying to make you enemies of the laws that expose their crimes.
You know,
how's that for an opener, folks?
Who did our founding fathers call enemies? Listen to what Mr. Witherspoon said, who educated most of those that signed our founding documents. A patriot must be a promoter of true and undefiled religion. He must oppose profanity and immorality of every kind. He must not be an enemy of God. If so, he was an enemy to his country. Mr. John Witherspoon, one of our founding fathers.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this, and it's going to get hotter, folks. Just hang on.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0733. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, by the way, if you'd like to jump on the air with us nationwide, from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Right before the break, we were talking about the intellectuals over at Freedom From Religion who are trying to take the pith and marrow out of freedom, out of your rights, folks. This is the Constitution, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. No law. That's the part these people don't understand.
Can't touch it.
No law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But folks, just stay dummy down so these people can keep putting their foot more and more upon your necks. So you can't get up sooner or later as time goes on, incrementally stealing away your freedoms. And that's what they're hoping that you do. But a federal judge stood up again this week and said, oh, no, you don't. What you're doing is unconstitutional. Constitutional, Mr. and Mrs. Freedom From Religion, jokers, whatever you want to call yourselves.
If you can call yourself that. I'm just thinking of this analogy of the fish, because you brought up the fish, freedom from water. Now, everybody knows that water is two elements of hydrogen and one of oxygen, H2O.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, if a chemist got together and he said, this is how silly this is, folks, to free yourself from the God who gave you the liberties that we have in this country. He went to the fish and said, you know, don't you get sick and tired of always having to breathe that molecule of oxygen? Don't you wish we could just stick to the hydrogen? And the fish said, yeah, I'm getting really sick and tired of the oxygen molecule in this water. And they started to rebel against it. Instant death.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we're talking about in a more complex way.
And they want to be liberated. They want to be free.
Get it off
free
me.
Love.
The in shackles.
Words, we want freedom from restraint. We want freedom from the God that gave us life.
Do what you
want to
do.
We just want to do what we want to do. And as a matter of fact, what we'll do is we'll create these little stickers that say coexist. and will deny the cross and the whole purpose of the cross and the whole purpose of Christ coming to die on the cross. It was because of your sins, America. That's why he died. That's love, America. Just like our veterans fighting for us, redeeming us back into who we are as a people. And that's why we fight and uphold that Constitution. But these people, they want the coexist stickers on their car. And then when you look at them, you pull up next to them, it's like, lady, what planet are you from? What are your parents' name? Mork and like Mindy or something like that? Are you of the alien form, the aborigine form? I mean, dude, it's sick. And you ever notice
Petroleum
that
oil.
These coexist people are always the ones frailing at the edges.
Yeah.
Their hair is 14 different colors. They got piercings through every part of their body, which is there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it's like,
I think you're just saying they all have a look.
I'm just trying to say,
scent.
Brother, sister, right?
Are you confused?
You're a brother or a sister. What are you over there?
Are you confused?
Are you confused?
And we should be listening to you, Mrs. Confused?
No, just coexist, dude.
Oh, okay. You brought that up this morning at the tea party.
How does that work in Muslim nations?
At the tea party, you were just talking about that this morning. We have one God that gave us our rights. One God, and he gave all people rights. A guy called in last week said, well, does an atheist have rights? So long as he abides in the confines and the laws that God has established in this country, common law. So you brought up this morning that we can't coexist in this respect. We can't acknowledge other gods, other principalities, and other law foreign to the law that the United States Constitution sets forth. And that's the law called the common law, the Judeo-Christian law. So when you start to bring that in, what are you going to have? You're going to have confliction. And then all of a sudden, just like you said this morning, you're going to have to start succumbing to them. Either that or kick them out.
Okay.
Somebody's going to have to lose here.
So the question I have for you then is, what's the confliction?
The confliction is us not obeying God's law to save us.
No, wait a second, wait a second. So the confliction comes from the people that obey their God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a Christian God,
that's right,
and you allow Muslims to come into this country and establish, you know, their mosques,
right,
and then you have Buddhists come in here and then establish their little temples, and then you yen and so on and so forth, and the Hare Krishnas who have a million gods, who I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But in saying that, so everybody comes in like a melting pot, and then everybody wants their rights. What kind of problems are you going to have? Is that what you're talking about when you're
seeing
saying confliction?
Right now. Seeing them right now.
That's the point. And the problem is you don't have them come in here and try to establish their laws under their God when this is a Mosaic institution.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where people get confused.
And that's where we forfeit the blessing of God. So going back to the fish, you can't just exclude the oxygen molecule here, folks. We can't just exclude the God that we have in order to save face with somebody else's God. That's stupid.
America, I got to say this. I feel like I'm sitting here with Einstein right now.
Oh,
I mean, this
is my hair that bad today?
No, I mean, it's great.
I
mean, you look like a monk in the back because you're going bald.
That's not true.
Okay.
The back is not true. The front, I'll give you that, though.
Okay. I mean, you're getting kind of an Elvis hairline.
It's happening. But that's all right because I'm on radio. Nobody ever sees me. I just talk, right?
Now, folks, for those that are just tuning in and this is the first time that you've heard us, and maybe not, you've heard us 1,000 times before, you all know that this is the show where we think for ourselves because it's a terrible place and your brains are in somebody else's head. And we don't make the measure of others our conduct. No, our conduct is a strict adherence to the obedience of Christ. Therefore, we are justified by the faith that he has given unto us. So in saying that, that is the stature, that is the head, that is the model, that is the blueprint, is the Word of God in this ministry and the Constitution of the United States. There's nothing to debate, nothing to argue about, because we have the answers. That's why people tune into the Sons of Liberty week after week, because we have the answers, because it is written. It's not going to be debated away.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point. So anyways, folks, if you'd like to, please do check out Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N, on Facebook. There is a picture up of me. By the way, some of these jokers out there have a mock website up there on me, and that's not me. It's a picture of me. And so in saying that, go to Bradley Dean Facebook. Check me out. If you're normal, I know that might be kind of contradictory, but if you're normal, please do sign up. If you're not,
not if you have a
we'll work through things, because a lot of smart people are weird folks. Just as long as they got normal fruit and you're a little loopy in the head, we can work something out. Folks, if you'd like to know who we are, go to our website. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. I would also ask folks that you would understand that we are a 501c3. We are a ministry. And in saying that, I'd ask that you consider supporting this ministry, because we are literally touching the nation, not only this nation, but we've wrapped the globe over 444 million times through videos, potentially.
Astounding. That's a big
number.
Does
that make us look bigger than what we really are?
That's a big number.
Because people think, like, we got our stuff going on here. They go to our website and they say, man, these guys. No, no, folks, we really do depend upon your support. Without your support, we're not here tomorrow, literally. So we continuously plea with you that you would support us. The longtime listeners know, I don't ask for financial help a whole lot, but obviously in these times we need the help. We are all over the place, all over the time, especially in the Midwest area, though we are national, and we are continuously reaching out further and further and further. And if you want to see a ministry that has fruit, listen, come on down. We invite you to come down. We want to show you our trees, because there's a whole lot of people that have been touched literally and changed literally by the power of Jesus Christ and giving them a knowledge so that they're no longer destroyed. Hosea 4:6.
And in order for you to be a part of that, that's exactly what we're talking about. Our supporters are a part of that very thing that's happening. I was at a conference this weekend, the Mache up in, it was a big homeschooling conference, had dozens of people, at least a dozen, the couple hours that I was there, come up and say, man, I saw you here, I saw you here, I saw you here. Thank you so much for what you do. I saw you on the streets. I saw you in a school assembly. Oh, you're that group that came to our town up north and the one school
yeah.
where I love you guys. Yeah. It was great. So, folks, thank you very much for all of your support out there, and you're part of making this happen every time that you do support us, and we appreciate it fully. Fully. I really mean that fully.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the tea party that we went to this morning before
yeah.
we start rolling
yep.
out with Matt?
Yep. I think okay. we've talked a little bit right away when we came into it and also about this coexisting. But the tea party, there's a lot of active folks out there. I was really happy to see. People were coming out.
We drove 3 hours this morning for a 10-minute speech.
Yes, and it was a fine speech.
And I didn't realize it was that cold out today. Mm-hmm. It's 35 degrees in Minnesota here today. And I just said to my wife, if Jake says one more word, I'm going to throw a tomato at him. And then right after that, a lady gets up and she starts singing a song. And then she goes on, and she goes, and she had a good voice too,
yeah.
by the way. But
good
she
lyrics,
goes on, and she goes on, and it's like, okay, she's almost done, right? Then she starts busting out this another line, and this, it's like, lady, one more, and I'm getting the bag out.
We gotta do
I mean,
again,
it's like it's got to stop because I am freezing my little hind end off. I literally was. It was that cold.
Yeah, it was.
And I got in, and my hands were freezing. It's like my mouth started freezing up, so like I was trying
it
to.
It sounded great. I didn't notice a difference.
Really?
Honestly. No, not at all.
I just want to.
I kind of know something now.
I just want to tell you all. Thank you for coming out and seeing me.
Is
and
everything okay?
Taking the time to see who I am.
Are you cold?
I mean, my mouth was like that, and I'm all sad again. And then I had to kind of stretch my mouth out, like Stretch Armstrong.
That was
so,
amazing.
Ah, ah.
I didn't know you could do that,
okay,
actually.
So, folks, I'm trying to finish my words here. Ah.
Now the people are
and they're
puzzled.
Looking at me, and I noticed people are getting up and walking away like, hey, lady, it's not like I'm going to bite you. And I look at her, it's like, lady, I'm just trying to stretch out my mouth so I can say the words the right way so you can understand them. But now that I'm thought out, everything's good. Folks, we're coming right back with Matt Sharp with the Alliance Defense Fund. We're dealing with the situation in Minnesota, and we are getting involved. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
There's so many ways to really look at it, though. While we're dealing with people that are trying to actually bring about the erosion of our freedoms, we're trying to fight and establish our freedoms. But if people don't know who they are, then why would they want to uphold what they don't understand, because they don't know who they are or where they came from?
Yep.
So
it's like going to...
Oh! We're on the radio?
Oh, this isn't table talk anymore.
Wait, does that sound familiar 21 hours ago, folks? You know, it's interesting. We just heard yesterday.
I don't know.
Oh, just follow me here.
I'm following.
People are hanging on every word here, dude. Just hang on a second, okay? Isn't it interesting, yesterday, Obama got busted again. He didn't realize the mic was on. He starts capping on the GOP.
Oh.
Acting like Mr. Hard Guy because he thought the mic was off. So we have a real brilliant conservative get on the radio and say, you know, I'm just a little confused. Who are we to believe here? What he does in private or what he does in public when he tells his constituents what they want to hear, and then he says this. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I go to apple orchards all the time expecting oranges to come off those trees, or even possibly pears.
Do you think maybe he's a liar?
I don't know. Come on, whatever he does in his private life is his own business, saith the conservative.
Oh, yeah, we know that for sure. That's without saying. But do you think he's really a liar?
I don't know. I mean, listen, they hold the truth in unrighteousness, but the bottom line is this. If I really push this right now, a lot of people listening are going to have to check themselves. Is that why you love me, America? Is because I put you on check? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, and faithful are the wounds of a friend. And you also know, folks, that iron sharpens iron, right? Is that why we're always clanking? Oh, Bradley's making me mad. But you know what? When I go to the Word of God, there it is. You know, when I go to the Constitution, there it is.
Sharp.
I can rattle on here for another 15 minutes. I'm just juiced right now. I'm jacked about what we started out with. Mm-hmm. Freedom from religion.
That's possible.
Fish free from water. I don't know. Maybe they evolve into something when they get...
Maybe. Maybe they'll evolve into something that drives a car that has a coexist sticker on the back. That's where they came from!
And they drive those little cars that are smart cars, and they're really smart, and they look like these little lib cars, we call them.
Oh, I love them.
They're so cool looking! And 9 times out of 10, you see the guy?
Meet me.
He's got the little rainbow on. He looks effeminate. He's got the little square glasses on. Or you have the woman with the butchy haircut, and she's got, you know, the boyish haircut, and you look at her, and she looks like she wants to take your head off because she's miserable in life.
She has confidence.
You know what I'm talking about.
A few of those.
Matter of fact, if you're driving right next to one right now, honk the horn and give him a peace sign and say, Bradley loves ya.
Give him a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, he loves ya. He loves you good. Go ahead, Nick.
So we have today with us Mr. Matthew Sharp, who serves as a litigation staff counsel with the Alliance Defense Fund. And, folks, I want you all to know that Mr. Sharp earned his J.D., his Juris Doctor, from Vanderbilt University School of Law, so he has his credentials.
Yes.
And that's why we
Matt,
have him
you
on
got
today.
The credentials, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, just got to make sure you got your credentials, because we got these ground feeders in Minnesota. They want to know where our credentials are. So we just kind of, like, deride them with our credentials. So you're now a part of that club right now nationwide.
You have serious credentials.
You're a part of the cool club right now, Matt, just so you know that. In all seriousness, we appreciate you guys. The ADF, what you guys are doing out of D.C., we've talked to them. Got a couple friends that are hooked in with you guys down there. You guys are awesome. You're doing the stuff. You're winning the day. You're establishing and maintaining our freedoms. And we wanted to tell you guys, as we high-five you over the radio right now, we appreciate you. And when we hear about what's going on, we get behind you guys. And that's what we're doing again here today. So welcome to the show, Matt.
Matt, you are
representing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cutting the guy with credentials off.
Jake is on bad coffee right now, so we're trying to withdraw. We're bloodletting him right now.
Wow, that hurts. Matt, you're representing a teenager from St. Michael. We're from Minnesota. That's our flagship. We shoot out throughout the country from Minnesota here. This is near and dear to us. But there's a student at the St. Michael Albertville High School that is very active in a pro-life movement based upon his devout religious beliefs. Now, can you explain to our listeners what's happening to this young man, this young student, who has liberty, he's an American, he's going to school in a public school setting, he wants to start a pro-life club. Can you give us the details?
Absolutely. Well, this is another awful example of Christian pro-life students being discriminated against for just wanting to express their beliefs at school. And so our client, as you guys said, is really excited about the pro-life movement, had visited conferences all over the country and wanted to bring that into his school and get other students excited about protecting the life of the unborn. And so he went to his principal and sought permission to start a club. And the principal denied him and said, your pro-life club can't be officially recognized by our school because it, quote, doesn't support the student body as a whole. Mm. Now, that kind of blows my mind how a club that is all about protecting life from its earliest stages all the way through on is not supporting the student body.
Now, I've got a question. Okay, so number one, if we don't have life, we don't have rights, we don't have education, we don't have any of these things. So to protect life, the principal at St. Michael, read this, write it down, folks, St. Michael, Albertville, some of you listening may have kids that go there. The principal says, sorry, bud, your club can't be supported by our school. Well, that's stupid in and of itself. But secondly, in this school, there's an environmental club protecting the life of trees and grass and flowers and whatever else.
Yep.
A diversity club celebrating everybody's diverseness because we're all different, you know? And surprisingly, they have a Japanese anime club.
Cool.
But they can't support the Christian club. Is this what you're saying? And this is why you're representing this client?
That's exactly right. You know, all of these other clubs, they're allowed to meet during the school day. They're allowed to make announcements, do all of these other rights and that the club members have. But our clients, when they want to just have those same rights to meet during the school day and all of that, they're denied from doing so. And the principal said, well, we'll let you meet before school, but you can't meet at the same time as all the other clubs because you're pro-life and because you're Christian, and we don't want that at our school, basically.
That's right. So there's that open-mindedness again for us. We're being facetious, of course, but there's no discrimination involved with what we're doing. No discrimination here, but go ahead.
This is how bad this is. I'm just thinking it through. Okay, now not everybody's pro-life. is a Christian. That's just a fact. Now, if you are a Christian, you will be pro-life. You can't be a Christian.
Well, anybody alive
pro-life.
Should be pro-life.
Of course. Yeah. And so this isn't even a religious issue. But notice how the principal tagged it onto that. And this is why.
It's a moral issue.
Because
right.
The church, fundamentally, when you start to lose ground or give ground up, then what happens is now these causes, like pro-life issues or marriage issues, they all of a sudden turn into inherent Christian issues and they throw the baby out with the bathwater here. This is why it's so important for us as Christians not to say, well, but it's not religious.
Americans.
So what if it is religious?
Yeah.
We got to stop arguing on their premise because
right.
when we do that, then we start to lose. Matt, what are you doing right now with this case? Can you bring some teeth out here? Show us some fangs because this is important. This is our liberties that are supposed to be protected by our civil government under God.
Yeah. We filed the lawsuit a little over a week ago, and our goal in all of this is we just want the club to meet. We want them to be given equal treatment to all of these other clubs, to the Japanese Anime Club, to the Diversity Club, Environmental Club. And so we filed the lawsuit to do so. You know, we have had some limited contact with the attorneys for the school district and explained it and said, look, the Equal Access Act that Congress passed years ago and our Constitution demands that you give equal treatment to this pro-life club. How, you know, explain to us how you can justify this unequal treatment. And so that's really where we are right now. If the school wants to do the right thing and allow our clients' club to receive equal access, we're willing to work with them. But if they're not going to do that and they're going to deny our client his constitutional rights, then we're going to do everything necessary to protect those.
Good for you guys.
So you're saying at this point, thank you for what you're doing, you know, because that little boy in there is just a little guy. But
yep.
Look at how much he can do now because groups like yourself come in and folks that help finance what you do. You can come in now and give him some strength, if you will.
Yeah.
These rights already exist. We've talked about this a lot of times. The law should just protect without needing an attorney. But I'll tell you what, your law firm and what you're doing is God's business. It totally
is.
And it's protecting our liberty and sustaining our liberty. And even if those folks that are against these type of situations or maybe even against your organization would only understand, you're protecting them too.
Yeah.
Whether or not they philosophically fall in line with you, you're protecting them. Just like the atheist who has rights, they were given from God. So as long as he abides in law, he has those rights. That's what this issue is about. Now, can you kind of give, are they working with you in this point or should some pressure be given to the school district from the folks and from the constituents and from those that live in that school district and all of you listening?
You know, we were happy that the school district has reached out to us and at least tried to engage in some dialogue. But we also do know that there's been some community members that have been contacting board members and letting them know that, you know, their displeasure about this and trying
Good.
To get some clear answer about, hey, why are you discriminating against this pro-life club? They're just wanting to meet at school on equal terms as all of these other clubs. Why are you denying that? And
yeah.
So, you know, we appreciate community members standing up and taking issues like this seriously.
Matt, we just go ahead.
And Matt, but, so again, we have Matt with the Alliance Defense Fund. Matt, we just love having you
no,
on.
No, we're just sitting here having dialogue while we're listening to you right now because they're actually in Wright County.
That's right.
And Wright County happens to be Michelle Bachmann's district,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very conservative district. So I'm surprised that this guy's even sticking his head up this way.
So what we want here, what we want is ultimately redemption. Christ sought redemption of mankind. So what we want is for this school to realize, hey, you know what? We made a serious mistake here, and we want them to admit that they were wrong and come clean on this because this boy deserves his rights just as much as any
That's
of
right.
these other folks deserve their rights.
That's, right.
That's the conclusion we want to see. We don't need an all-out war. We're not calling for that. But sometimes it comes to digging your trenches and rolling your sleeves up and saying, I'm not moving
we're
here.
We're demanding our rights here.
Exactly,
yeah.
And there's nothing un-American about that. How do folks get in touch with you, Matt?
Well, advise and check out our website, tellads.org. We've got some great information. But also, if any of your student listeners at their school are facing the same problem of
Good
wanting
idea.
To start a pro-life club or a religious club, get in touch with us. We'll be happy to help listeners anywhere over the country to make sure that their rights are protected. And so check out our website, tellads.org.
Amen.
Thanks
Thank you
so
again,
much, Matt.
And hopefully we'll talk to you soon again on a better note after this has been squelched.
That's right.
Good for you guys. Folks, it's time really. Did you notice the vibe coming out of Matt here, folks? No, it didn't just stop that. We want our rights.
Yeah, please
we
give us our
Timothy
rights.
We didn't come up and say, please
Help.
Give them back. No, no, no. They're saying, okay, if this is what you want to do, this is where we're bringing you.
Yeah.
Folks, these national attorneys literally are waiting upon the American people to stand up and take it all the way because they're sick and tired of it. And these attorneys are telling me, Bradley, the people just need to call us. We'll take care of the tab.
I love it.
If you have
that.
Any issues at all, Sons of Liberty listeners, you call them. and you get a hold of them and watch what they do, because, folks, these guys are really knocking down the dominoes in front of them, the obstacles, and they're saying, nope, we're not settling for any of your debate or your mush anymore. We want our rights back, so back off. And they're winning the day. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
That's a little heavy, guys.
Ooh, that's a little extreme.
Ooh. Man, these people got a hold of something, though, don't they?
Yeah.
This kind of music changes atmospheres. It really does.
It's the language of languages.
No, it really is. I mean, you go into one of these concerts when you were a kid, man, they were busting some ground.
Yeah. And they still are, actually.
Some radicals, aren't they?
Very radical. We need to harness that energy.
And direct it.
Exactly.
President Woodrow Wilson said this. Listen carefully. I believe that the greatest freedom of speech was the greatest safety. Because if a man is a fool, the best thing to do is encourage him to advertise the fact by speaking. Did you hear me, Obama, and you illegal czars?
Keep talking, baby.
Come on, brother.
You're helping us out.
Keep kicking it off. That microphone was on.
Barry, you need to stop talking so much.
I was, dude, all week.
Obama, listen to me, Obama.
I was thinking about that. Yes.
George Soros.
I have something to say to you, Mr. Obama.
What does something mean?
Something. Are you making fun of me, Barry?
Are you talking about my czar, Cass Sunstein, who wants rights for animals?
Yes, that is good. The animals deserve rights.
Keep bringing them this direction. The people will fall for it. Sooner or later, said my good friend.
Keep piping the pipe, yes. Obama. Keep piping the pipe.
Are you going to turn into, like, Splinter now, or...
For 14 years.
Yes. Say it again.
Obama was in the sewers.
And let me say it again here, Splinter. President Woodrow Wilson said, I have always believed that the greatest freedom of speech was the greatest safety, because if a man is a fool, the best thing to do is encourage him to advertise the fact by speaking. Keep talking. That's why they got the teleprompter. Yeah. And when that teleprompter goes down, so do he.
So does the speech.
So do he.
Thank you. Freedom of speech.
Now, folks, I already talked about the mic being on, and he thought it was off, and he started to act like a hard guy in front of his constituents. And when he was talking to the people outside of that room, by the way, the reporters were told to step out, for those that didn't know. The mic was still on, and they captured what he said. He became the hard guy, and he gave his true thoughts and his true intents. Tell him to bring it on. What do you think? They can bring it to me all day if that they want to.
Oh, yeah.
What, like I'm not going to veto it?
Oh, you tough guy.
Oh, dude, just like a big bad. Well, why didn't you say that when the mics were on and the reporters were inside the room there, Mr. Obama Nation?
Gosh, isn't God faithful?
No. Oh, he is.
Totally faithful.
There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And that's exactly right. You go ahead and do whatever you want in darkness, you stinking tyrants out there. Mm-hmm. God will bring it to the light sooner or later.
That's right.
It's just a matter of time. The spirit in the spirit is perpetual. Mm-hmm. The law is perpetual. That's why bad is always coming to the surface, so the people deal with the bad to right the wrongs. But that's up to we the people, right? So anyways, to say that, we had a conservative say, you know, what he does in private America, is this who he really is, or what should we expect? And I said right before the break, well, if I go to an apple orchard, do I expect to find orange trees there? No! What he does in private is who he really is!
There's his character.
And folks, let me say this too. I'm not demonizing Obama. He is. He's doing it to himself. Because the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. I, as a preacher of righteousness, is bringing forth the law to give you a distinction between right and wrong in the sight of not only man, but before God. All things will come to the light. And the condemnation is that they love darkness rather than the light. So don't sit there, you're condemning him, you're condemning, no. He's condemning himself by his own words. He's condemning himself by his own actions. See, the problems that he's having in this country, America, is the fact that people that do know the Constitution are calling him out for what he's really doing. Folks, do you realize that if this president and his administration, I want you to hear me clearly. Do you realize that if this president and his administration were CEOs of a company, any company, do you realize, folks, that they would be in jail for their crimes against the laws of our land? Are they above the law? America, you are that law. You are that law. It's not them, the government. They are an extension of who we are and what we allow them to do. For them that don't understand what is going on in this country, let me explain it to you. This administration wants to administer the law so as far as it does not include them or the illegalities of what they commit against your laws. They think they're above the law because, America, you let them live above the law. There's no king that's not ruled by law. If they're not ruled by laws, they're ruled because they're tyrants. They're ruled by nobody. For a better way of saying it, this man is a criminal against the Constitution in the American way. And so are his czars. And folks, if you don't get it yet, you probably want to deal with him before he makes you criminals, because that's exactly what they're attempting to do. You know, like, you're Nazis, America? You fear-mongers, America? You want to kill these people while they're the ones that are advocating the murder of babies? You haters when you're a lover of truth? You bigots? You understand? You kind of getting what my vibe is here, America? They're trying to criminalize you. This is European-style law. I talked a little bit about it last week. For those that don't understand how far this administration has gone, excuse me, this administration has outdone the crimes of the King Tyrant. I'm trying to keep them both there so you can make the parallel. King George the Tyrant. As I said a couple minutes ago, folks, they are doing what you allow them to do. That's it.
They don't go any further.
They don't. They're constantly playing. They're constantly gauging how far the people will let them go. Folks, if you do not do what you're supposed to do, you're not going to be able to do what you want to do. Why? Because you just lost your freedom to do what you want to do because you didn't do what you should have done. Did you like that?
I did.
I think they did.
I like it.
Last week I brought up Obama and Bush and said the difference is the color of their skin. That's all.
That's going to make some people happy.
Oh, it's the truth.
It is the absolute truth. I know.
We've been saying this for how many years now? And now people are slowly catching up.
No, I think that, boy, some bad things happened then.
Yeah.
And then he gets out of office and says, his wife wasn't really pro-choice. And, she didn't really care about that. But,
I'll veto that bill he said 21 hours ago.
Had all the big shot religious leaders in the country around me, so I couldn't say that then. But I'm saying it now.
And then he has the audacity to say, just don't try to sneak it by. Are you kidding me? Do you have no shame? You know what I've noticed about these socialists, these leftists, these criminals? You know what I've noticed about them? They don't have any shame.
No.
There's no shame.
No.
They're proud of the things that they should be ashamed of. Let me go on here, talking about Obama and Bush. I know a lot of people that are out there burning up their time watching pro wrestling, just so you know.
Yeah.
Pro wrestlers sell tickets, folks, by acting like they're arch enemies. They don't care if the left is blaming the right and the right is blaming the left. They don't care that you're blaming Obama. They just don't want you to mean what you say when it comes to enforcing the laws of the land.
They just want your tickets.
That's it.
Come watch.
Selling tickets.
Scream.
And a lot of the conservatives know what I say is right on the money. Before you believe in the extent of their crimes towards you, you know, you bigots, you Nazis, you know, you anti-Americans, folks, do they need to have horns on their heads, a pitchfork in their hands before they assault you? Is that how you expect them to assault you? Having eyes, do you see not? Having ears, do you not hear? Folks, these people, again, hear me clearly, these people in government are to be held to the same laws that you are held to. They are not above the law. What are they, free to break the laws without consequence? No way. No way.
Mm.
America, justice is the guardian of liberty. I went to a tea party today in Princeton, Minnesota. That's exactly what I had to tell them. What's happening right now is happening because you are allowing it. But tea partiers, patriots, Americans, all Americans that believe in who we are as a people and where we came from and where it is that we are going, we have a good future. As long as we stick together and do the stuff. But it's my job to point the finger back at you and say, hey, listen, it's the mud on your faces that needs to be cleaned up. Let me clean that mud out of your eyes and that mud out of your ears. Now repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because God will open up your eyes through Jesus Christ. He'll open up your ears through Jesus Christ so you can see clearly as to what the problem is. I mean, even a man dead in his sins can see this guy for who he is, his administration. We know Obama don't wear the pants. We know it's
Mr. Soros.
Yes, Mr. Soros.
Obama put these pants on. I like them. They're corduroys.
What do you want me to destroy, George Soros?
Don't destroy your pants. Just destroy the country.
Don't destroy...
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Write that down again.
Listen to me.